Hi, this is Phil Henry. Just want to ask you to get a subscription to our website. The air conditioner's on. We've got a lot of equipment overheating here. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning, and everybody's going to sleep, so I have to really shut up. Just get a Backstage Pass subscription for 1 month or for a year, less than $10 for the month, less than $7 a month for the year. I think you'll enjoy it. It's got all kinds of fun and frivolity and joy, and you can listen to that and go out into the world happy and dancing and skipping. As you head off to a job that, you know, may kick your ass a little bit, you know, you like your work, but it may kick your ass just a little bit, and you'll be laying there screaming, "We're there for you." Make sure you flip on a Phil Henry Show netcast. You'll love it. You'll love it no end. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, the greatest value online other than porn. Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the space coast of Florida. Thank you very, very much, General Shaw. And what happened to our goddamn thing here, man? Looked like the window on our video computer. How did that happen?
I don't know. Do you think you need to check it?
No, I don't think so. I just looked over and suddenly the video computer, the window that we're working with, the OBS platform, is suddenly goddamn... I don't know. We're brand new here in our studio, folks. Excuse my language. Sometimes I'll just blurt out a four-letter word because, you know, we're a work in progress here. But
we're utilizing a new video platform, folks. Right, I got it.
Utilizing a new video platform. And this weekend,
big news here, folks.
This weekend, we will have an original Saturday Cinema, the first... in 3 years.
Yeah. That's right. Which one is it?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, come on, Phil.
I'm not going to say, okay?
Oh, well, it's good.
Shut up, Butter. I'm going to knock you. I'll knock you out.
Okay, God damn, man.
I ain't saying. I'll just tell you this. As far as we can do it, the Saturday Cinemas from this day forward, from this point forward, I guess this weekend forward, will all be films that were produced, at least in part, in the state of Florida.
Now, what if you run out of movies like in 3 weeks? You said, Phil, most of them are modern films.
Well, most of the movies that I found that were produced that were shot in Florida are recent, like the 90s and the 2000s, maybe in the 80s. I was hoping to find some cheeseball sci-fis and stuff that were made in the 50s and 60s.
Well, that's because you're thinking of the nudie cuties. Oh, my God, you get really emotional, don't you? No, Phil's talking about the nudie movie.
I'll do it. Mr. Henry's talking about a nudie movie.
The nudie cuties, you jackasses.
Right. The nudie cuties were the early adult films, and they were not graphic sexually. They had a lot of bare-breasted and bare-assed women, and the guys, too, in some instances. Like the most famous of these was The Diary of a Nudist, which was shot down here in Homestead.
Which you've played about 18 times.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have. It was very off-requested. So... to the extent that we can show our Saturday cinemas as movies that were shot in Florida, we're going to do that. Now, today, here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, we present On the Law with Frank Gray. Frank Gray is joining us, and he will be on the line with us to talk about a couple of legal cases. One is this is news, too.
Now, you be careful, Phil.
No, Ted said it was all right, and I think Frank has indicated... we're going to be talking with Frank about a lawsuit that was filed today against Ted Bell at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Actually, a lawsuit filed against Ted's of Beverly Hills by the waitress that he fired.
Well, as it turned out, we talked about her on the air, and she said, "Yeah, I think I had to sue."
Because we talked about her on the air?
No, she remembered it.
So in other words, Phil talking about it, she was reminded of it.
Yeah, Mr. Bell too.
And so she decided to sue.
Nice going, Phil.
What are you talking about, nice going, Phil?
Well, she heard you and Ted. Well, anyway, I'm not going to know. Sorry, I'm not taking the blame for that one, man. That's the young lady has decided to sue Ted Bell. We're going to get Frank Gray on the line here to talk a little bit about that. And Frank is, in fact, not just on for our, you know, the legal advice, the Frank Gray Legal Show, but you are absolutely representing this lady, right?
I'm representing. Name is Tabitha Tabatha. And it was a waitress at the Ted of Beverly Hills, you know.
What was her name?
Tabitha Tabatha.
And this is the waitress that said, "You want your Ted buttered?"
Yeah, this is exactly right. Now Ted Bell has got on a menu all kinds of items where it gets buttered up, but because my client said, "You want eggs with Ted? You want the Ted extra buttered?" And now Bell fired it And so it came to me.
Okay, so let me, so we know what's going on. This was on the show yesterday, folks. Ted was talking about a lot of the items on his menu that he regrets or has had trouble selling, or at least has given him a bad reputation. You know, the hot buttered Ted.
Yes, the hot buttered Ted, and there's also the baked Ted, and I don't know, hot fudge Ted, things like that.
Right. So this item is called a hot buttered Ted. Was that it, Frank?
No, it's not. It was called butter. Do you want your Ted's buttered? I got to tell you, Phil, if you're going to laugh your way through this, not only will I hang the phone up, but I will consider having you a part of the actionable party.
All right, Frank, give me a break. Okay, I'm not going to. I'm sorry I laughed. So what it was this waitress said to some customers, do you want eggs and Ted? They said, what's Ted? Ted is toast. That was the. Is Ted called toast at Ted's of Beverly Hills?
I have no idea. I asked it. It didn't remember. I want to talk to Ted about it and see what it remembers.
Okay, so the waitress said, would you like your Ted, meaning the toast, would you like it buttered? And I think the waitress then said, well, I'll give it to you not only buttered, but it'll be with a smile on its face?
My client did nothing wrong, Phil, than to simply follow the lead of Ted Bell in naming items on the menu after it. And now it fires my client because it decided, well, let's call what is it?
Call it toast.
All right, thanks. I got Rudy Wilson here, Phil. You want to say hi, Phil?
Hey, Rudy, how you doing?
Hey, Phil. It's great. I just got out, and Rudy's in work release, you know.
Yeah, I guess, and I'm helping Mr. Bell around the office.
Rudy, I hope you do better than you did the first time.
Yeah, it'll learn, won't you, Rudy? So, anyway...
Rudy, can I tell people a backstory on Rudy?
Go ahead.
Rudy was arrested for driving his car right through a convenience store, then stealing everything in the store. Not stealing everything in the store, right, Frank?
Well, a fair amount. And then got into its car and drove away, and it was gone. I think it took like 3-4 months for the police to track it down.
So Rudy didn't just steal from a store. Rudy drove his car into the store.
Rudy, yeah, did about, $200,000 worth of damage. And got everything, and then I defended it, and it went to jail, got 8 months, but now it's helping around the office here, you know, emptying out waste paper basket, cleaning out a toilet here and there. Right, Rudy?
Uh-huh.
That's beautiful, Frank.
What are you laughing at, Phil?
I don't know, man. Rudy's, never mind.
Listen to it, will you? Hey, Rudy, you got to listen to your main man. Rudy loves you on the radio, Phil, and thinks you're funny. Don't you think Mr. Henry's funny?
Yeah, you're funnier than hell, Mr. Henry.
Christ almighty, you'll blow the goddamn phone up. So anyway, Phil, so where were we? Anyway.
Okay, we're talking about, what is this, the waitress's name?
The waitress's name, Tabitha Tabatha.
Wait, Tabitha Tabatha.
That's right. I told you about it this morning when we was having breakfast, Margaret.
When we were having breakfast, Frank, God Almighty, you're an attorney. You've called before the bar, and you don't even know how to talk good.
Well, I try every day of my life. I get up on it better and better and better and better. I don't know what I did wrong.
Okay, we're talking with Frank Gray about the waitress that was fired by Ted Bell. Now, Ted is not here because Ted has been advised by counsel not to be here. We're going to have Ted on later to talk about another topic that you'll be here with us for, Frank, and that is Superman an immigrant or not?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, but Ted is being sued by this waitress that he fired because she referred to toast as Ted and then asked people if they wanted it buttered. Why, you know, I guess we can speculate as to Ted's reasons. Why do you think he fired her?
I'm sorry, Phil. This is the way you said it.
Why do you think Ted fired her?
Phil, I'm not here to speculate. I think Ted Bell fired my client because Ted Bell, there's something wrong with it. There's something wrong right between its two. It has two ears like you, me, and baby make three. But when you get between its ears, when you get into the head of Ted Bell, boy, man, it's one big empty road. Tell you that right now. So,
all right, so you don't want to speculate.
Of course I'm not going to speculate. Ted Bell fired my client without any due cause because Ted Bell has got nothing between its ears. That's the best thing that I can think of.
All right, so we are. Let me just say this. I guess her name is Tabitha Tabatha?
That's correct, yeah.
His reason was that she had insulted him by saying that the bread, the toast is called Ted and you butter it up. That wasn't on the menu.
Doesn't matter if it's on the menu or not. Bell had made an example. You call everything that you eat, everything you put in your mouth, you name it after Ted, okay? You know about the Farley Ottman case, right?
Who?
Farley Ottman. It was in all the papers.
No, I don't know. What happened?
Farley Ottman was a waiter at Ted's, worked on the patio, worked around the Ted pit, the fire pit, and Farley referred to its penis as Ted. Because just as I said, anything you put between your lips, you name it Ted, right? And Farley had said to Ted, isn't it true, Mr. Bell, anything you put between your lips at Ted of Beverly Hills is called Ted? And Ted answered, yeah. And then Farley said, does that mean my dick is named Ted? And Bell apparently staggered back into the restaurant and collapsed. Laughing again.
That's great, Jader.
Staggered back into the restaurant and collapsed.
Yes, for Christ's sake.
Okay. We're talking with Frank Gray here about the waitress that called Toast Ted and then asked the customers, do you want your Ted buttered? Now, Ted is just speaking, I can't speak for Ted. You probably would do it better, General. Well, Ted is simply saying that he didn't like the term buttered up. He took hot buttered Ted off the menu, and he took hot fudge Ted off the menu because he realized it was not a very flattering image of him getting buttered up and...
Yes.
Yeah, getting buttered up and being passed around a campfire.
That is none of my concern as to whether it has it buttered and gets passed around. My concern is Tabitha DeBatha and how it got fired, and it's out looking for a job. It's picking up cigarette butts out there. I'm trying to find a job for it.
Okay, Frank, that's fine. Frank Gray, representing Tabitha DeBatha, the waitress that got fired because she called the toast at Ted's of Beverly Hills Ted's and asked the customers, do you want your Ted buttered? And frankly, I think it's because Ted thinks it sounds like he's getting buttered up.
You know, this is why I hate doing this show sometimes, because Phil just begins to giggle away like he's 5 years old and he just saw his first centerfold.
Look, Mr. Henry, all I'm trying to do, my wife, I can't speak for it, but all I'm trying to do is speak for Tabitha DeBatha and make sure it gets the best representation what it ever had.
I understand. All right, so we're going to have Ted Bell on next because we're going to talk about Superman, the immigrant, and thing, you know, that kind of thing. But I would just, I don't want to speak for him, but I know that what Ted was worrying about was the graphic and kind of unseemly nature of some of these names. And when she said, do you want your Ted buttered, you understand he just got emotional.
I'm not interested in how it got emotional. I understand it's emotional. I've been around it. And I will go so far as to say it has a great restaurant, but if it doesn't want to get buttered up and passed around a campfire, then maybe it shouldn't be pointing at it and going, "Have at it, boys."
Frank, grow up.
Oh God, listen to it. Tell me to grow up. You didn't tell me to grow up last night when I busted out the market.
Thank you very much, Frank Gray.
Frank, if you're still listening, I'm going to have a conversation with you.
Okay, Margaret, please.
I'm just going to have a conversation with you. Busted out the margarine, huh?
Well, did you or didn't you?
I had a kick.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. We still got half of a show or a little bit of a show to do. We're going to be right back. We have Frank Gray. Is Frank still there?
Yeah, Mr. Gray, you there? Yeah. Yeah. You talked about Ms. Gray breaking out the...
Give me the phone, will you? Look, Frank.
Frank, don't you dare tell people about what got busted out last night or what didn't.
I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. God almighty.
Okay. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
The world famous Phil Henry Show. From the space coast of Florida here, brought to you by...
The Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. My name is Doug the Ape. I dress as a gorilla and dance across the stage down at the Kitty Corral at the CK Corona Men's Club Comedy Festival, where Steve Bozell still hasn't really raided the adult stage. He stands next to me, does his jokes, and then I walk out and I encourage the kids to laugh and applaud. I'm dressed as a monkey. Again, my name, Doug Ape.
Join Doug Ape and others with a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. Hold on, I got one more thing to say. You'll go ape, huh? What about it?
Welcome back, world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's Legal Talk with Frank Gray on the line. We just talked about Ted Bell firing a waitress at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Are they called waitresses?
I think they're still waiters, but I don't know.
They're still waiters.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah, but the waitress, that's a female version.
What I'm saying is I think they've dispensed with the female versions of, like, actress, waitress.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, anyway, this was a waiter that was fired by Ted. We have Frank Ray on the line, and we are also going to be joined by Ted Bell to talk about kind of a very interesting, if you will, an interesting case that is, or an interesting conversation, and that is the conversation that just erupted today. It was spurred on by James Gunn, the great director, who says that James Gunn has done Superman movies, right?
Well, you know, you ought to follow James Gunn a little closely because he actually listens to your show occasionally.
I understand that, but I haven't been to the movies in so goddamn long. Pardon my French, folks.
God almighty, Phil, watch.
All right, okay. But James Gunn said that Superman is an immigrant. Joining me on the line is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills and Frank Gray, who is the attorney of a record, by the way, for Tabitha DeBatha. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up.
I'm trying to avoid, I don't want to get into it with Ted. I understand, Ted, that you have your side, and I'm looking forward to engaging with your attorney, whatever it is.
Okay, that's fine. I listened to what you guys said. I Phil, you were partially right when you said that I simply did not want to have myself referred to something that gets buttered up.
Okay, are we talking about Ted, or are we talking about Superman?
I want to talk about the Superman thing, if you guys don't mind.
Well, why, Ted, why are you here talking about Superman?
Because Phil didn't want me to be on the segment with Tabitha. So he bumped me to this.
Okay, fine. All right. Do you want to hang up?
No. I'll stay on. Jesus.
So, Frank, what do you think? Is Superman an immigrant? Is this a valid legal question, or is it just sort of a cultural touch point?
Well, a few things, Phil. Superman, you brought me on to get the legal opinion. If Superman existed, there's no way on Earth that you can deny the fact what Superman came from another planet and landed with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal man. Well, I guess I'm quoting the TV show right now.
Don't quote the TV show, Frank. We're just interested. Is Superman an immigrant?
I would say that Superman is definitely an immigrant because guess what? It came from another planet. Jesus Christ.
Well, that's just it. I mean, a lot of people don't consider another planet another country. Superman might as well be an American citizen because another planet? Come on. How do you call that an immigrant?
You must be out of your mind, Bell. You know, you must have rocks, maybe the same rocks you had in your head the night you fired Tabitha on account of you didn't want to be something that's buttered up.
Oh, so we are talking about that.
I don't want to talk about any of that, okay, Frank? None of that.
All right, God damn it.
I'll throw it out with you anytime you want, Frank.
All right, knock it off, guys. So, Frank, your point is that what is your point?
My point is simply this, that Superboy or whatever, Superman, is an immigrant because it came from another planet. What are you saying, Ted?
I'm telling you that Superman is American-born, born in the United States of America. Yes, I know he, she, it, whatever the hell you want, it landed from another planet. But the life of Superman, the life of Clark Kent, did not start until that, you know, spaceship crashed over there in Mom Pa Kent's tomato patch. What the hell? I don't even know the story.
Right there. You don't know the story. It came from another world, far beyond those of mortal man.
Let's not quote the show.
Sorry. But anyway, when Superman landed and it crawled out of the space, it was a baby. Can you imagine looking at a baby with a cape? There's a baby crawling across the field, and it's got a cape on. Are you telling me that's not from another planet?
Wait a minute, Frank. Since when did the baby Superman crawl out of the spaceship already wearing the cape? My information is that what's her name? Pa Kent? Ma Kent?
No, it was Ma Kent, and the story goes, the canon is that the Superman cape was knitted by Ma Kent.
What do you mean, the canon?
The story.
All right, God damn, the canon. I thought it was talking about the camera.
Okay, so there's a point right there that what did you say, Frank?
That the baby came crawling out.
Hold on, Phil. No baby crawled out of an outer spaceship wearing a cape. Okay, that's never happened in the history of outer space. What are you talking about?
I'm telling you right now, that baby, when it come down from kryptonite, whatever the hell, what's the name of it again?
Yeah, the planet's called Krypton.
Okay, when it come down from Krypton and the baby crawled out, do you realize that baby could lift up the front end of a Chevy? Because I saw in a comic book one day where the baby, Super Baby, before it was Superboy or Superman, and of course, if can you well imagine if Superman was gay, super gay,
I don't know, man. And Super Baby lifted the front end of a 1937 Cadillac, so don't give me any shit. Okay. Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean that they lifted the front end?
That was part of the comic series, right?
Yes, it was. When Super Baby, it came out of the spaceship wearing the cape and tights, and the thing is only like 6 months old, and it goes, wah, wah, you know, whatever, go, goo, goo, gaga, and saw that Pa Kent was trying to change a flat, lifted the front end of it. You guys don't remember that? I don't recall that.
You know, I sort of do. I remember seeing it in a comic book.
All right, well, it's just because it crawled out of the... And no one is saying it crawled out of a spaceship, Frank, wearing a cape, okay?
Margaret, for God's sake, would you leave this? This is an adult conversation, trying to figure out whether Super Baby lifted the front end of a Cadillac, and you're trying to quibble about whether it was wearing tights. And I'm here to tell
you... Right, hold on, Frank. Wait. Ted, your thoughts.
Thank you very much, Fred. I can't get a word in edgeways in this thing. Look, Super Baby or Superboy or Superman was born that day that it crawled out of the spaceship, whether it was wearing a cape or not or tights. I have no idea. But that was when Superman, the individual we know as Superman, came into being, okay? And it was born that day for all intents and purposes because guess what? When it was on Krypton or he was or it or she, I don't know. God almighty, it's called an it. You know, when he was on Krypton, guess what? He didn't have those powers. He was just a normal guy walking around Krypton and going, hey, what it is? And people saying, get out of my way. What was the guy's name anyway?
I think Superman's name on Krypton was like Clownman. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it was sort of like Clowniman.
No, it wasn't Clowniman. It was something. I don't know what it was. But let's just say the name was like Claron or Clairol.
Clairol, Jesus.
I don't know. What's the point?
The point, Phil, is that when it was on the planet, it didn't have the powers. When it came to Earth, when the baby came to Earth, whether it was wearing tights or a cape, it came out of the spaceship. That's when Superman was born because that's when Superman gained his powers.
And that's when, so he's a native of America.
There you go. God, your voice cracked, Phil. You just said, he's a Native American.
I didn't say that at all.
Well, that's what it sounded like. I'm telling you right now, Bell, you know, you're as wrong on this topic as you were the day you fired Tabitha Dabba Dabba. And what's her name? Her name's Abba Dabba. Her name's Tabitha Tabatha. What did I say? Abba Dabba. You know, Frank, you couldn't represent a cat if it got busted, okay, for stealing a dog's milk bone. What? I don't understand that.
Okay, so Frank Gray and Ted Bell have been my guests.
Oh, great. So that's it?
Well, I mean, what else are we going to say here?
I think we should vote. I think those who think that Ted made the better point, that Superman is, in fact, an alien, or Superman is native-born, will say vote yes. And those who think that Frank Gray was right in saying that Superman is indeed an immigrant will then, I don't know, say yes.
All right, well, we're just going to take this vote right here?
We'll take it right here. Yeah, live on the air.
Okay. All right, so I will say, Frank, hold on. I believe that it's a very compelling point that you make, Ted, that Superman really didn't come into being until he became an Earthling and therefore was born. But I still have to go because many people's lives have been transformed becoming Americans. Yeah? What do you like that?
Yeah. Good point, Mr. Henry. Good point.
Oh, man. Boy, that's some real cheese ball.
Well, you know.
Hey, good point, Phil. I love the way it thinks.
All right, so I would go with Frank and say that Superman is still an immigrant. I vote for immigrant. Bud?
I'm going to go with Ted. I think that he's native born and he was born here too.
Okay.
So that's one versus one.
Yeah. I also am going to go with Ted. I like the reasoning there, Ted, when you say that he was, you know, he came from another planet. But he was a regular guy on the other planet. When he came to Earth, he became Superman. He was born here. So I will vote for Ted.
All right, it's 2-1 in favor of Ted. So, Margaret, what do you think?
Well, I think a lot of people would think I would go with Frank and say that he was an immigrant because Frank and I are both super libs. But it's a wonderful point that Ted makes that Superman was born once on this planet.
All right, so you're voting for Ted?
No, I'm still going to vote for Frank because I still say he was an immigrant who came here, improved himself, which is what used to happen in America, and became an American.
All right, so it's a tie. What do you think of that?
Oh, what a bunch of horse shit. You know, I tell you what, right? Oh, that's a bunch of horse. Everybody was on my side until you, Margaret. You chickened out.
Watch it, Ted.
You chickened out, okay? I have had one hell of a couple of days. I got Tabitha Tabatha suing my ass. She's going to sue my ass right into the poorhouse. And now I got the...
Who gives a shit?
What?
The topic is not worth crying about. Ted Bell and what?
Yeah, Ted's on the line.
Yes, Ted.
I didn't mean... I was just kidding around. I don't really give a shit, okay, Phil? I'm glad...
Ted Bell and Frank... Is Frank there?
Frank? Yeah. Phil wants to talk.
Frank, way to represent your side. You at least got my vote, honestly. And
what is that supposed to mean?
I think you just voted for, you know, for Frank because he's your husband.
What an asshole, Phil.
That's a real asshole thing to say, Phil. I voted for Frank because... Because
you just wanted to vote for Frank.
Yes, because I just wanted to vote for Frank. Had nothing to do with him being your husband. Not at all.
I don't even know what it is we're talking about anymore.
Neither do I, and I don't care. So thank you very much, Frank, for being here on Frank Gray's Legal Hour, whatever the fuck we called it.
Oh my God, you just said fuck.
Thank you very much. All right, the world famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved here on Podcast One. Thank you very much to Frank Gray and to Ted Bell. I don't know who the hell, whose idea was this anyway? Yours? Yeah, that figures.
Well, we call it Frank Gray's Legal Hour, but...
Yeah, it wasn't, you know...
I don't think anything got figured out.
Other than the fact that I don't want to do it again.
Nice, Phil.
Oh, I don't know, maybe we will. Anyway, thank you. So, Superman is an immigrant or isn't, and Tabitha Tabatha, you know...
Yeah, Tabitha Tabatha said that Ted needs to be buttered up.
This summer, Pluto TV is exploding with thousands of free movies. Summer of Cinema is here. Feel the explosive action all summer long with movies like Gladiator, Mission Impossible, Beverly Hills Cop, Good Burger, and Transformers Dark of the Moon. Optimus! Bring the action with you and stream for free from all your favorite devices. Pluto TV. Stream now. Pay never.